funny.
I never, the kiss, the whole thing about the kiss. Sent a suggestion along, and the suggestion that came back was just funny. All right, it's at 7 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. How do you do? We're into Beyond Good Day. Those of you who are fans of that show on TNT called Southland, which is critically acclaimed, it's something that has captured a lot of people's imaginations. Good, gritty stories, some you have to have on cable because we'd never make it on basic television. It's too violent. But there are some great stories attached to it. And one of the people that's involved in Southland, which I think is on, if I'm not mistaken, it's on Tuesday nights at 10, 9 central on TNT. One of the people involved in the show, C. Thomas Howell, who's an accomplished actor. He's been in a lot of different movies.
He was a pony boy from The Outsiders.
Really?
Those of us who remember that, yeah. Right. And he was also in one of my favorite all-time movies, Red Dawn.
All right. So he's coming up in a few minutes here. In the meantime, I'd like to talk to you about high cholesterol and the problem that it creates. Most people know that if you have high cholesterol, you're at risk for heart disease, you're at risk for heart attacks, you're at risk for stroke. So why would you leave yourself open? It's kind of like the conversation we always have about exercising or keeping your weight where it's supposed to be. If you'd like to have a 42% reduction in your cholesterol, you heard me correctly, 42% reduction in your cholesterol level, and this is a scientifically proven fact. That's why Ken Cronhouse signed on to supporting the folks at Cardiol. Have a wonderful product. It's all kinds of things mixed together, 9 or 10 different ingredients that will lower your cholesterol, guaranteed, lower your triglycerides, and keep them where they need to be. So if that sounds good to you, then you're probably going to be interested in a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. So if you're interested, you want something that will help you free, you call this number, 888-809-6424, or you can go to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/Doug. Ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, one capsule a day, and you will find yourself on the way. It worked for me. My cholesterol, certain parts of my cholesterol profile, 70% better, and that's really saying something. So lower your cholesterol, triglycerides, and risk for any kind of cardiol problem. Cardiol.net/Doug. Pay for shipping and handling, and that's it. Or call 888-809-6424 for that free trial.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people. It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Doug's Good Day program. We always like to have some of these well-known actors that are doing good things on television or in the movies. We can all identify with certain characters. You may not recognize this gentleman's name, but I'm betting if you saw his picture, which we have posted, I think, at DougSteffen.com, do we not? We normally
We do.
I see his picture right now. Yes, I see him at DougSteffen.com. And if I played my cards right, I'll hear him on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How's my hearing?
I think you're doing okay.
There you go. All right. So do people call you Tom? Do they call you Thomas? Do they call you CT? What do they call you?
Everybody calls me Tommy.
Really?
Yeah.
Tommy. That's okay. Some people think that.
It's always hard to know when we get the, you know, when you use the first initial, Christopher, Thomas Howell.
Yes, it's a weird thing in the business. You know, you get a lot of that when people have the same names or they're juniors or, you know, whatever the reason is. But it'd be pretty strange if I made everybody call me C. Thomas, right?
Yeah, but how about how long did it take you to figure this out? At what point in your life did you decide you were going to be C. Thomas Howell?
I was pretty young. You know, I was doing movies from the age of about 10, 11, 12 years old. And my father's in the same union that I'm in. We had the same name. He goes by Chris Howell. And everybody's always called me Tommy. But at a young age, they just hung the moniker C. Thomas, and I sort of ran with it. So it's worked over the years. At one point, I considered dropping the C and just going with, Tommy Howell or Tom Howell. But the producers at that point all sort of freaked out and said, no, you're established. You have to keep it. And so, it is what it is.
In terms of your starting when you were young, does that make it easier for you now in the craft, in the trade? Do you feel like you're working, or do you feel like you're in a sort of a zone that's protected because you have the skills, you've honed your craft, you've learned how to learn lines and play characters?
I think for me personally, it's better because, you know, having grown up in the business, that experience is really what it's all about. It takes a long time to figure out what you're doing when it comes to acting. It's just not an easy thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's certain baggage that comes along with it from people within the business who want a fresh face. And, you know, generally, for the most part, it's difficult to go from being a child actor to an adult or a leading man. There's a lot of baggage that comes with it. So I feel blessed that I'm able to be, you know, a working actor and make that sort of change from child actor
working,
to adult actor.
Working is like an understatement.
Right, it looks like you're all
looking at your IMDb, and you've got 6 or 7 movies in post or pre-production right now, in addition to doing Southland. You're busy, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, a lot of those are most of those films are not leads. They're just sort of supporting roles. But I love to work. I love going, traveling and meeting new people and just getting up every day and going to the set. So, you know, on Southland, we only do 10 episodes a season, so that takes about 4 months out of the year. And the rest of the time, I'll spend playing, parts on independent movies or feature films like The Amazing Spider-Man last year.
All right, so what's the story with Southland? You may have heard me introduce it using the word gritty. I'm thinking that there is something in terms of this television program that almost belongs in a movie, because it is violent. There are great stories, better than what you get, at least I think on average, with most of the scripted television shows. You agree with that?
You know, I'd agree with the fact that television in general, and basically due to cable, has over the years just become so much more interesting and great to watch. I mean, there's some TV shows that I just absolutely love, and Southland originally started out over at NBC, and we sort of fell prey to the Jay Leno show when it moved from 11 to 10 p.m. because we were a 10 o'clock show. We got the hatchet, and TNT picked us up right away, and we were able just to continue doing what we were doing, but even go a little bit darker and get a little bit grittier and maintain a certain reality that exists in the LAPD and across, you know, in police departments across the United States in general. So it's just been an absolute blessing, and I'd say about, 95% of the storylines in our show on Southland are all all based in truth and come from facts from the LAPD. And if we were on a regular network, I don't think we'd be able to do that. So it's been a real blessing.
All right. So how much of this more TV shows that are about cops and the like, police, originate here in Los Angeles, and you wonder about what is really going on with the storyline of this fellow who has killed the three police officers, was a policeman here.
I see that as being a script for you guys.
Dorner.
But there's all kinds of, always, as long as I've been in Los Angeles since 1994, and there's just day after day, week after week, month after month, these stories of corruption in the police department, and you see some of these movies and TV shows, and you wonder, can it be that this is all, they're usually written by former police officers. These shows are now written by guys who have had the experience, and you got to wonder how much of this is really true.
Much of it, you know, I think, in fact, a lot of the stuff you read and you think, oh, this would never happen. And then, you know, you talk to our tech advisors or the writers. Some of our writers are, you know, married to cops. They've got direct access to all of the technical advisors and the people that are that have firsthand experience with what's really going on. But, you know, it's interesting. The Chris Dorner story that's going on right now, first of all, is a tragedy, and I'm sure the LAPD will have, you know, this guy apprehended sooner than later if he doesn't, you know, hide in a corner and eat his own gun first, which is probably what will happen. Mm. But it's tragic when, you know, you're faced with the trials and tribulations, the reality of what these people go through on a day-to-day basis. I mean, waking up and putting on a bulletproof vest and going to work every single day of your life creates a tremendous amount of stress for you know, yourself and for your family. Mm-hmm. And you just never know whether you're just, you know, pulling somebody over on a routine traffic stop or if you're, you know, going in on a domestic abuse call. You just never know when that person that you're dealing with has reached their limit and it's going to be their, you know, they're going out in, with a big bang and taking you with them. I mean, I have so much respect for cops and, you know, you talked about corruption and whatnot. I just think in general, you put somebody in a position that is dealing with those things on a day-to-day basis, and even they have their limits, and it's just a really difficult, stressful position to put yourself into all the time.
Doug, we're about out of time here, and before we do, I have to bring one thing to your attention that you may not be aware of or remember. All right, so we all know that C. Thomas Howell was in E.T. and he played Pony Boy in The Outsiders and Spider-Man. Doug, he was in Tank with James Garner, co-starred with him, one of your favorites of all time, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a great, I mean, under the circumstances, working with a guy like that, who is so, what a great role model in a sense.
James Garner,
yeah.
a great man, and yeah. Just a great example, and as a young actor, I couldn't have had a better example. I just really enjoyed working with him.
Well, good to have you here. Good luck with this. Southland is on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock, 9 central on TNE.
Wednesdays.
Yeah. Wednesdays.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
State of the Union address tonight. I know you're all excited about that. You can just feel the excitement in this room. A veritable wave of excitement. Tonight, the rebuttal to President Obama's speech will be given by Senator Marco Rubio. Yeah. Yeah. Or as he's known in the Republican Party, our black guy.
And a huge Carnival cruise ship. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at this, but with 4,000 passengers on board, has now been stranded without power for days in the Gulf of Mexico. People are sick, they're vomiting, there's raw sewage everywhere, the carpets are soaked with urine. It's like Mardi Gras without the topless women, you know? Speaking of Mardi Gras, parents, it is, almost 11:40, so if your 20-year-old daughter is still out, chances are she's going to be coming home with lots of beads.
The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition came out today. This is the 50th anniversary of the Swimsuit Edition. The first one was published in 1964, and after 50 years, they've still yet to sell a single swimsuit. Not one. I'm not sure why Sports Illustrated releases the swimsuit issue so close to Valentine's. It seems like we have enough fighting during Valentine's Day every the year. But for the second year in a row, Kate Upton is the cover model and still hasn't been able to find a bikini top that fits. She still hasn't mastered the art of layering yet either, I have to say. Sports Illustrated sent Kate to Antarctica to get this shot. How pissed is she going to be when she finds out there's a thing called green screens? And pants, for that matter.
Here's what people are talking about. With Pope Benedict retiring in 2 weeks, more than 100 cardinals will sequester themselves in the Sistine Chapel to choose the next pope. Now, here's what they do. They send out white smoke if they've chosen somebody, black smoke if they haven't chosen somebody, and a text message when they find out it's 2013. That's the end of it. White smoke and black smoke. And this is crazy. Did you see this photo yesterday? Lightning struck St. Peter's Basilica just hours after Pope Benedict announced his resignation. Yeah. Then the Pope said, I guess that's a no. I'm getting paid for my unused vacation days.
I guess the big guy wasn't too happy about that. Poor Pope Benedict. All right, let's check in with the ladies on The View. They're talking about Rex Reed's kind of actually very negative comments about Melissa McCarthy.
Film critic Rex Reed has been getting slammed for getting personal in his review of the movie Identity Thief, where he calls star Melissa McCarthy, quote, tractor-sized and a hippo. And he's catching a lot of flack from him. We had actually asked him to come on to the show, and he was coming, but then he got another appointment.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to talk about it anyway.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. Yeah. That he is a movie critic.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything about the movie, but he took it to that personal level. Melissa McCarthy has been so gracious. She hasn't said anything, mm-hmm. but she's laughing at his behind all the way to the bank because it was the number one movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you call people a hippo and tractor size.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened to I didn't like the movie?
Exactly.
I mean, it was
he 79 years old?
Well, it doesn't even matter. He's 79, but what he used to do is he was witty and he was
sharp, and he could really hone in on something, and it was rare in my memory of him being a bonehead like that.
He wasn't like laughing
truly at the other person's defense.
Yeah, I mean, he was really thinking that, and now he just doesn't have a guard.
But that's what I say about being 79. I'm not saying he's old. I'm going, at 79, this is not the first time that he's been nasty like this and taking it in a personal direction. And I'm going, so maybe he's just a little bit cranky. Maybe sometimes it's time to let go and move on.
Well, Melissa McCarthy will take that hippo comment all the way to the bank, because I'll tell you what, that movie made a lot of money and she's going to be a top box office commodity. You can check out the story if you want more in-depth info over at DougStefan.com. You can see Melissa McCarthy's face over there. Also a story on Lance Armstrong, a skydiver that survived a 13,000-foot drop as his parachute failed. And don't forget to take our poll. Ladies, it is Valentine's Day coming up tomorrow. What do you want for Valentine's Day? Chime in now, DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you may have heard a lot about vacation rentals as a way for families to save when traveling. Well, it sounds like a great deal, but who else can benefit from this trend? Would you believe if I said business travelers? Typically, business travelers who are away for more than a couple of days recreate the home experience at an extended stay hotel, and that's where you get access to a kitchen and other amenities that a traditional hotel may not have. But that's also where a vacation rental can come in handy. For starters, there's the extra space, which can provide much greater value per square foot. Then there are the perks like Wi-Fi, laundry, and full kitchens. And for many business travelers, it's less about the perks and more about the psychological benefit of being in a home away from home. But if you're still craving those chocolates on the pillow at night, then consider staying in a B&B, especially during the midweek. It's not the most traditional choice for business travelers, but you get that home experience plus the added bonus of someone else doing the cooking, and it's not crowded during the middle of the week. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow?
Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Good day. Doug is in Tulare, I think. Tulare? Tulare? He was saying Tulare. I'm from California. I think it's Tulare. I don't know. Near Visalia. He's at an ag conference, and he'll be joining us in just a few minutes to fill us in on what he's learning about the agriculture business. But in the meantime, going over to our website, make sure you check it out, DougStefan.com. It is Valentine's Day week, ladies, and we're asking you what you want for Valentine's Day. Do you want A, flowers, B, chocolates, C, jewelry, D, a card, E, dinner out, F, some or all of the above, that's my answer, or G, other. What else could it be? A trip to Paris, maybe? You can vote on DougStefan.com. And don't forget to go over to our Facebook page as well, and you can enter into our Alimmune contest. We're giving away really cool stuff over there, including a 60-day supply of Alimmune. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Lots of celebrity news coming up this hour. We have Lindsay Lohan news. We have, Brangelina's daughter is getting a huge payday. And Alec Baldwin's wife is actually pregnant. He's confirmed that to Extra. It's kind of exciting. But first, let's check in with Wendy Williams. She's got her own take on the latest on Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan's up to something that I absolutely agree with for her. I know. But I finally found something that she's done right recently. Lindsay, everybody, seems to have found a new way to keep the cash flow going. Now, you know she's in financial strife. She's got not one, not two, but three sugar daddies. Couldn't be my daughter, but, you know, when I look at Lindsay, I say, well, she might as well just do this route for right now. So according to Perez Hilton, she's gotten very close with Vikram Chatwell. Vikram, you've seen here on Hot Topics before. We've talked about him. He's a multimillionaire who owns several hotels here in New York City. He's got lots of money. Then there's an artist by the name of Domingo Zapato. He's so rich that he lives in hotels in New York and Los Angeles. He's so rich he looks poor, and you know that's rich. And then there's her friend, the richest of them all, Prince Haji Abdul Azim. He's worth billions. According to UK's Daily Star, Haji allegedly paid Lindsay $100,000 to be his New Year's Eve date. Tomato, tomato. And then Lindsay might have a fourth sugar daddy. Yeah. she crashed an Amfar event the other night with this fourth one. He's this rich Saudi entrepreneur. She wasn't even invited to the Amfar event. That's how far she's fallen from grace. Like, people don't even invite her places anymore. But as long as she stays hooked up with these guys and this money, she'll get in places. She'll get Gucci bags. She'll keep her extensions done.
Isn't she? How does she have four sugar daddies and I can't manage to have like one like splendid daddy? It's very sad. Rich McFadden joining us now. Rich, were you ever considered a sugar daddy with any of your friends?
I would think that my wife would be the only one that would consider me a sugar daddy, hopefully.
But do you? I mean, are you? Gucci bags? I mean, come on.
You know, this is where I get lucky, and one of the many reasons I love my wife so much. I bought her a Coach bag a couple of years ago for Christmas. You know, $300 Coach bag or something. She's like, are you
sturdy,
crazy?
But nothing like Gucci. Right?
Yeah. She's like, are you crazy? Take that thing back. Do you know what I could buy? Do you know how many outfits I could buy for $300?
You are lucky. Most of them would be like, hand over that bag.
God bless you, woman. So, hey, listen, that's the kind of sugar daddy I am.
Oh, it's not so bad. And the other report on Lindsay was that, and maybe some sugar daddy money will go into this. The other report yesterday on Lindsay was that she was looking at a space to buy a restaurant in Tribeca in New York City.
With what?
Exactly. Unless she's got a sugar daddy willing to back her, I mean, that's going to be rough. But I guess she was going so far as to plan out the space. People heard her saying, this is where the DJ booth will go, and this is where the bar will be. I mean, a little delusional.
Hey, who takes that seriously? Come on now. What realtor would sit there and entertain her for more than 3 minutes?
I don't know.
But
as long as she's not driving there,
This is kind of, I see this as, she is going to be the victim of sugar daddy targeting, because there's got to be a lot of old rich guys out there who are thinking, hey, wait a minute, I can fulfill this position, I've got enough money.
But is it because she's attractive or just because it might make them relevant in the media's eyes again?
It's because she's young and attractive and they can basically buy her.
Interesting. I think that she's lost her attractiveness, but that's just me.
To me and you? Yeah. To some old, rich, not good-looking guy? Not at all.
Did you watch the State of the Union last night?
Nope.
You did it?
Nope. For the first time in, I don't know, 10 years or something, 20 years, I have not watched the State of the Union.
Wow. I watched about halfway through, and then I got kind of tired of it, so I just sort of turned it off. But it was interesting. It was very fun to watch John Boehner's face as Obama spoke.
Yeah. It's always fun to watch Biden in the background, right, and Boehner in the background, because they're both not very good at the poker faces. And their I'm bored, what else can I think about? Oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be paying attention face.
Yeah, it's funny because Biden kept kind of sizing up Boehner a little bit. He kept kind of giving him the look. And he had these weird kind of glasses
like they were
on.
Wrestle that
I thought so, maybe. And they were all dressed like they were ready for the Easter parade. They all had like, Boehner had on like a coral tie. Obama had on like this blue tie. And Biden had on the purple tie. I was ready for them to put on like top hats with ears coming out and start doing a little parade.
No red. Red and traditional blue stripe, red stripe.
No navy. They were getting ready for spring, apparently, in D.C. last night, because they were all dressed up like, you know, very, very spring-esque.
So, okay. And you know, I hate to be kind of just the down guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday here in the Washington area, we had another shooting and killing at the University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Not another one at the Maryland, but another shooting and killing. And they go to the guy's room. He killed one of his roommates and shot the other one, who was expected to survive. And they go into the shooter's room, which he shared with the two victims. And come to find out that he's got, all kinds of weapons, a machete and a baseball bat, and, of course, a gun. And that he's got prescription drugs for mental illness.
Hmm.
And I guarantee you, mm-hmm, that there was no mention of helping or protecting us from the mentally ill, who can somehow just go nuts, whether they have a machete, a bat, or a gun, and what we're going to do about this.
No,
that
because
is the
it's
problem
not
that everybody ignores.
Right. I mean, and here's the deal. Obama did not mention that last night. He did talk about the Affordable Care Act. He did talk about gun control. In fact, everybody in the crowd, well, not everybody, Boehner wasn't, but
right,
John McCain, many people were wearing these green ribbons in honor of the fallen at Sandy Hook.
Sure.
They talked about gun control. They bring out Gabby Giffords. They bring out bring out the family of Hedia Pendleton, who was that girl that from Chicago that got gunned down.
Right.
They bring all this out, but they don't want to talk about what's really bubbling underneath, and that is that we are living in a society filled with mentally ill people that just get passed through the system. And yesterday, and I don't know how much, I'm sure this is making national news because it was all over Fox and MSNBC and CNN yesterday, but in my area in Southern California,
the Dorner case
has been huge. I mean, they've been looking for him everywhere. They finally found him yesterday and chased him to a cabin in Big Bear where they had a shootout. He killed another police officer who this time was only 27 with a brand newborn baby at home. And they finally got him. The house caught fire. No one knows exactly how, but he had a lot of explosives in there, and they were shooting in tear gas.
Right.
And they say that it's his body that was in there. So he's done. But what they haven't talked too much about is the fact that when he returned from military service, he was suffering from some of the effects of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they just kind of threw him back into regular everyday rotation, which is when this whole complaint started, where he accused his partner of kicking a mentally unstable man. Now, believe me, I am the biggest supporter of the military that there is. I mean, whatever the military needs, I think we need to do it. I really feel like when people come back from war, they need to be kind of helped back into society. It's a whole different world. And I'm curious if you've seen combat as you've come back in, if it's been a struggle or if you were easily able to get back into the swing of things, because it's got to be difficult after you're away from your family and after you're away from the way we run things in the U.S.
In such an alternate reality.
Yeah, for over a year. I mean, it has to be extremely difficult. And I think it's something we don't address. I don't know that we do.
Some of these guys are taking 2 and 3 tours. So, you know, after your second or third time there, I mean, I know 2 or 3 guys have been there. I can't even count how many times they go away, and they're over there for 6 months. They're over there for 3 months. They're over there for 8 months.
They realize they're lucky enough to come home, and maybe their best friends over there didn't get to come home. I mean, it's a tough thing to come back to.
It's like my nephew. I mean, he watched his best friend get blown up.
Right.
You know, how do you handle that? You know, and he comes back. He's a big, tough kid. I'm sure he's internalizing many things about it, and, you know, there's going to be issues. But, yeah, you know, and here's my other thing with mental illness. Somebody knows.
Mm-hmm.
So unless there's somebody that's living on a street and basically being a loner, knows.
Well,
the parents of this kid who shot somebody yesterday at the University of Maryland knew.
Well, I think, and this is not to blame the teachers, but this is actually to maybe empower teachers. I mean, I speak about my mom being a teacher in LA Unified all the time, and she really is encouraged to pass kids through. I mean, she doesn't, thankfully, but most teachers are asked to just pass people through and not point out if there's a problem.
Right, because they don't want to get sued.
Right.
Kill all the lawyers. Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
No, that's not a good thing to say.
Okay. Let's
why don't we regroup after that?
let's take all of the lawyers and make them work at a yoga studio. That's more like it. Well, all right. It's 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. If you have any comments on mental illness in America or the State of the Union speech, we'll entertain those for a few minutes. We don't want to get into the big political debate, but if you have an interesting comment about the State of the Union, give us a call at 1-800 or 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. It's Jen and Rich on Doug Steffens. Good day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm a little bit tired today. You know, I woke up at 3 a.m. Now, here's my question. When I said 3 a.m., did you think that I woke up in the middle of the night or early morning? Now, isn't that interesting? The time is exactly the same, but it could have been either one of those two. It depends. It depends how we look at life. It depends how we look at ourselves. It's interesting that if we came back from a party at 3 a.m., you'd know what we'd say, that we were out all night. Absolutely. It's all our perspective on life. And one of the things I'd like everybody to remember, that if you say you woke up 3 a.m., that's a good thing because you woke up early morning. You got an early start. Getting the start on success means you got to be early. You got to look at it early, and you always have to think of yourself as an early riser and a great arriver. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for these special offers on Serta mattresses. For a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen mattress set for only $398. Now through February 18th, save even more with special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Hurry into Sam's Club today. This special buy is only available while quantities last. See club for details. Life's better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new Eat Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new Eat Card at Discover.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
My friend Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden in here. Doug Steffen is going to be in and out today as he visits the, some kind of farm
he's
show.
He's in Visalia, and I call it Tulare, but he calls it Tulare. Tulare reminds me too much of Volare.
Yeah, Tulare.
But it's up in, it's in Central California. It's a very big agricultural area, easy for me to say. And Doug's up there at a big ag show, so we'll be hearing, he'll be calling in with reports, I'm sure.
Checking in with the latest.
That's right. Filing reports on the scene, Doug Steffen.
Right. So Jen was making me laugh because we were talking about what she's going to give up for Lent.
Yeah, it's Lent. And you know what? I'm Catholic, so I do celebrate the Lenten season. But even if you're not, this is actually a really good time to like kind of get back on your New Year's resolution plan.
I'm doing that, yeah.
Because you know what happens, and I'm totally guilty of this. The first 3 weeks of the year, you're like, okay, this isn't so bad. I'm on it, right?
Right.
And then, for me, it was my birthday that kind of throws me off track of my New Year's resolutions. I just kind of get out of the swing of things. So Lent is always perfect to kind of pick it up, whether you're Catholic or not. You know, you can kind of give up, refresh, get back to your goals again. So I was
it's just Rich, February and March are good months to just kind of, you don't have a whole lot of parties going on.
Yeah, there's not a lot of holiday.
It's just a good time just to say, you know what? I'm going to be good for a couple of months.
Buckle down.
Yeah.
So I told Rich, and this is tough for me because I have to admit, I should be going to Diet Pepsi Anonymous because I do enjoy a good diet beverage from time to time, like every day. And so I'm giving that up for Lent. But I did set myself up with a caveat. If I drink it, I have to donate $5 to some cause.
Well, I just gave it up, and I'm trying to drink green tea with stevia instead. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long this lasts. But I'm not a coffee person. I like a cold drink in the morning. And so, you know, I'm going to try the iced tea and then just see how long that lasts. But it's tough. It's hard. But it just, there's so much information about how bad diet drinks are for you.
I know. It's the aspartame.
Aspartame and everything. It's just depression and weight gain. And I know it makes me eat more sweets. So, good luck to you.
Godspeed to us. We may be cranky in a few weeks.
51 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day.
Valley. Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Our tech segment now, where we look at what's going on
tech
in the
time.
World of tech time things, news. And, you know, our friend Shelley Palmer has got a very interesting conversation today. President Obama, bar none, is the best politician ever at using
really?
Social media.
Oh, social media, for sure.
He is, that is, I give him... Probably that's what won him his first election and certainly helped him with his second election. And Shelley takes a look at how the president uses Twitter coming up here on Good Day at 54 past the hour.
Celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with even more great savings. During February, you can earn up to $50 in plus-up rewards when you buy qualifying amounts of participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Start earning rewards after spending $100. Just look for the participating products icon throughout the store. And the icing on our 50th anniversary cake? Savings on top of savings. Come celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with great deals. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only. February 3rd, 2013 through March 2nd, 2013. Limited $50 in plus-ups per household. See Rite Aid.com/rules for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after the most Twitter-heavy election ever, the Obama administration is continuing its strong social media presence. If you only watched last night's State of the Union address on TV, you missed the data-enriched version of the speech the White House streamed on its YouTube, Facebook, and Google Plus pages. Last night's address was also accompanied by something called Citizen Response, which let you share parts of the speech on your social networks and let the Obama administration know what you thought of the speech. President Obama will be doing even more social media work tomorrow when he'll host a virtual town hall meeting on Google Plus. Google will select citizens' questions for the president to answer about his State of the Union priorities. Sound familiar? Vice President Biden took to Google Plus in January to talk about gun control. Now, whether or not you agree with its politics, you have to admit that this administration is on top of its social media game. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Every day at Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? Yep, we've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal, but we'll check with legal. And low prices? We've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through February 25th, save up to 30% on Cancun, Bermuda, Puerto Rico, and more. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new guard, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Jennifer, do you know what month it is?
It's February.
And do you know what we celebrate in February?
Valentine's Day.
Very good. You're
President's
getting there.
Day.
No. Go back to Valentine's Day. You were hot. You were warm.
Warm. Okay.
It's American
Heart Health Month.
Heart Health Month.
I'm so smart.
Are you taking the necessary steps to keep your heart healthy?
I'm trying.
Brian Osuch has some information for you.
If given the choice to reduce your risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, would you? Physician and nutrition specialist Dr. Melina Jampolis says one easy way you can start happens when you get out of bed.
Research shows that people who eat a healthy breakfast on a regular basis tend to have a lower body weight, and they also control blood sugar and hunger better throughout the day.
Dr. Jampolis says we should be eating at least 3 servings of whole grain wheat a day, which helps lower cholesterol and reduce belly fats.
Start the day with a bowl of post-shredded wheat, which is a terrific choice. 9 out of 10 doctors actually recommend post-shredded wheat for maintaining a healthy heart and reducing the risk of heart disease. You can have a whole grain sandwich for lunch, and you could have a side dish like quinoa or brown rice for dinner.
And how else can we keep our hearts healthy?
Increasing daily activity is a very important component of heart health. Even as little as 10 minutes a day can make a big difference.
For more, log on to postshreddedwheat.com. That's healthcare now from post-shredded wheat.
Shredded.
Shredded.
If you're going to eat wheat, get the shredded wheat.
Shredded's always better.
I like shredded pork sandwiches.
Oh, that's always
yummy. I think that's probably healthier than
whole pork. Anything shredded is good for you. Shredded cheese.
Dude, I shredded that wheat, man. I so shredded that wheat. All right, it's silly time here on the Good Day Show. At 58 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day, as a matter of fact.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.